This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that his administration is now considering whether to require U.S. federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Biden made the remark during a visit to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in Virginia as his administration's health experts advised Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to start wearing masks again in some circumstances due to the virus's fast-spreading Delta variant. Biden also said that it would be a different world if all Americans got the vaccine, blaming those who refused to for slowing enormous confusion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Monday that the administration has not made a determination about whether it would be legal for Biden to require federal employees to be vaccinated. The U.S. federal government is the country's largest employer. President plans to announce next steps in the effort to get more Americans to get more shots on Thursday. Meanwhile, according to U.S. health authorities, Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 should go back to wearing masks and indoor public places in regions where the coronavirus is spreading rapidly. In a toughening of guidance issued earlier this month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommended all students, teachers, and staff at schools for kindergarten through 12th grade wear masks regardless of whether they're vaccinated or not. The record in COVID-19 cases hit by Tokyo is not a problem for the Olympic Games, according to Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Tuesday, adding that they should focus on working from home to suppress the movement of people. Tokyo reported 2,848 COVID-19 infections Tuesday. That's the highest since the pandemic began. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office in response to the firing of its top anti-corruption prosecutor, saying that it has lost confidence in the Central American country's willingness to fight corruption. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Porter told reporters in Washington that the decision by Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire the Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, fits a pattern of behavior that indicates a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial processes. Strong U.S. response was expected at the Sandoval's shocking dismissal on Friday. He has since fled the country. A man accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta area massage businesses pleaded guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. He was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long is still facing the death penalty and other deaths, which are being prosecuted in another county. The string of shootings at 3 businesses in March ignited outrage and fueled fear among Asian Americans who already faced increased hostility linked to the coronavirus pandemic. Many were particularly upset when authorities suggested that Long's crimes were not racially motivated but born out of a sex addiction, which isn't recognized as an official disorder. The UN logistics chief says closing down the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping operation in Sudan's western Darfur region is proceeding on schedule, though with some hiccups. Atul Kher said Tuesday that troops sought asylum in Sudan. Deaths were reported at 10 sites handed over to local authorities, and armed groups are stationing forces around the main remaining logistics base. He told the Security Council the initial milestone for withdrawing peacekeepers and staff by June 30th was achieved. Almost 6,000 soldiers and police and nearly 1,200 staff are gone, and only about 360 police remain. British lawmakers excoriated the government Tuesday for failing victims of the Windrush scandal, accusing officials of ignoring the plight of those whose lives were torn apart when the authorities improperly questioned their right to be in the UK. Parliament's Public Accounts Committee said a compensation program run by the Home Office was overly complex. The Windrush generation, named after the ship that carried the first migrants from the Caribbean in 1948, came to the UK in response to a government call for workers from throughout the British Empire to help rebuild the country after World War II. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.